This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now.
You know, it's always special when you come to Boston.
Actually participating in the Lakers-Celtics Finals. I mean, that's great. I mean, for me growing up to see that and then actually playing one, you know, looking back now, I mean, that's amazing.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Don't front like that. Doesn't all of a sudden that the...
I'm not fronting anything.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't explain away why AB is a boorish jerk.
But it plays into his behavior.
Oh, boy.
He's high as a kite throwing rocks at a truck driver who's trying to
deliver
his
crap. Right, and then there are people that go like it and watch his Instagram live.
And they're to blame.
No.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
I'm going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy Wiggins.
It's not that hot.
Jeremy Wiggins.
Is Jermaine that hot to say?
No, I don't.
No, she just misspoke. You've never called someone the wrong name before? Guaranteed that's wrong.
I'm going to sit in. I'm a fill-in for her. Never misspoke Danielle for Daniel.
All right.
Jeremy spoke good.
All day today.
Joined by.
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
There are no direct flights. Yeah. Do you want me to fly to St. Louis and then have to go from that hellhole to Iowa?
Yeah, good.
I do not want to get the coronavirus flying out of either Dulles or Reagan National.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Curtis is off recharging his batteries.
Okay. Thank you.
In fact, I believe that we can get a check on that. Is that correct, Ken?
The Chris Curtis battery level is currently at 15%.
Hi, it's WEEI's Chris Curtis.
So Curtis will be back at some point.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Fitzy, some of those jokes are falling over like a red balloon.
Hey, listen. Hey, Jerry, they can't all be winners. Just ask your mom and your dad.
Hey! Where the
How about this pile of nuts?
All the fields.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just want to say hi, Greg.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Jeremy Wiggins is not here, but Nick Fitzy Stevens is, and Curtis is still, I believe, recharging his batteries. Is that correct, Ken?
Correct.
A lot to go over on the show today, and horrible, horrible news about Kobe Bryant will be at the top of what we're talking about this morning.
Absolutely.
I could not stop watching that yesterday.
I thought it was a hoax at first, you know, because it's one weird news source comes out, and then it's like, oh, that can't be right. And then everybody picked it up. TMZ Sports picked it up. And the more the news developed yesterday, it was just it's awful.
Yeah, well, so sad. And sad, you know, so sad that he was with his daughter.
Yeah.
And so we will get to the latest on that and whatever else is on your mind this morning. If you want to be on, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. The dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45 this morning. Boomer is out sick. I don't know if he's recharging the bat. Was he recharging the batteries like Curtis, or was he just out sick?
Took a lead from Curtis.
All right. But we will be joined at 8 o'clock or thereabouts by Brian Scalabrine, and Scal will talk a little bit about Kobe Bryant. So Scal coming up at 8 on today's show, but right now it is time for this.
This is
Now Tarry With Me The Memories
The Lead
Be My Sunshine After The Rain
this was on the Grammys last night, of course, Boys to Men. I don't know if you caught any of their tributes throughout. Pretty good job by Alicia Keys and the whole crew last night at Staples Center, of course, where Kobe played. I don't have any hot takes. I mean, like everybody, it's just sad. I don't know what to say about it. The thing that stood out to me from a Boston point of view was just listening back to, I don't know if you guys saw some of the podium sound before his last game at the Garden.
Yes.
This was in December of 2015. Just wanted to play a little bit of it. I mean, it's a guy who was obviously on a farewell tour, but he was so aware of the rivalry, and he seemed legitimately passionate about playing in Boston.
Kobe, how is Boston different than other stops on your farewell tour?
Because of the history, you know. Like, I grew up a really big historian of the game and understanding Boston's history, their players, the lineage of the players, the championships won, and so this place was always special to me. From the first time I came into the league, it was special. I'll gaze up a lot, and I'll look at the banners a lot, and, you know, kind of scan the crowd a lot, and try to soak it all in as much as possible. It's always cool when I come here. I always look up into the rafters, and I always kind of scan the crowd and just kind of appreciate the sea of green, you know. And so I'll be doing that quite a bit tonight.
And by the end of that game, the crowd was chanting Kobe. So what a night if you were there in 2015 for that.
Well, just I mean, really, I think Michael Jordan yesterday, hearing him or seeing his tweet, kind of said it all about how what an extraordinary player Kobe Bryant was. And, I mean, what an amazing player he was.
And just to think that LeBron James had passed him in scoring the night before, and LeBron sat at his locker basically just speaking for minutes on end as to the impact that Kobe Bryant had and what a mentor he was and how much he meant. And I don't know if you saw that footage last night of LeBron. It was high up. No one wanted to see it, but it made its way out there of LeBron just broken down crying. These are the pillars of sports who you look up to, who you think are immortal and invincible, and they're human too.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, what else are you supposed to say? Like, is your lead, like, Greg, look, like, one of the things I loved as a Boston sports fan, I used to look forward to hating Kobe Bryant as much as anyone else in the world.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter, you knew he was doing it right because you love screaming at him. You love cheering against him. You love rooting against him. Kobe Bryant used to make my blood boil, used to break my heart all the time, used to provoke you in ways that few other athletes and people in your life did, and that meant that he was doing it the right way. What the ultimate sign of respect you can pay him as a fan today is admitting that he drove you crazy and that you've missed him since he retired off the court, and you'll miss him every day going forward. Yeah. He was an absolute legend.
Yeah.
My take this morning on a big story that happened yesterday when MSNBC host Allison Morris was covering Kobe's death. She misspoke, I feel. She had the unfortunate incident where she combined two words together, and they happened to come out sounding like a racial slur.
Yes.
Let's play the audio real quick in case people haven't heard the coverage. It's been edited just in case for broadcast purposes.
All right.
Okay.
He was just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers.
So it sounded like she started to say Knicks. And then went to Lakers and put the two of them together. Yes.
And maybe got a combination of a word that sounds like a word that no one should ever say.
Correct. So people were going nuts yesterday on Twitter and online, calling for her job, saying she should be fired for using a racial slur in reference to Kobe.
Uh-huh.
I think if you listen to the unedited audio, you can hear that this was not intentional on her part, and she merely misspoke. And this is going to follow this woman forever.
Do you think she should be fired?
I don't think so. I think it was an unfortunate. You know, if it were any other two teams, this probably would not have been an issue. You know, people are saying, "Oh, you did this intentionally." I don't think she did it intentionally.
I mean, she could have had a slip of the tongue.
Yeah,
which was Freudian in nature, and then you might say, is the woman a racist or something?
Yeah,
I think
if you look at those two teams, the Knicks and the Lakers, it's like near far when Elmo, when Grover did near and far on Sesame Street, near far.
Well, I'll tell you who should be fired, though, is whoever was responsible for the ABC report, which said that all of Kobe Bryant's kids had passed away in the. I mean,
yeah, there was a lot of bad sourcing yesterday on stuff.
Like, talk about irresponsible journalism. What if a family member saw that report and thought the whole entire family was gone?
The problem in this day and age is that the conventional old news cycle is gone. You know, by the time you watch network news at night, everything is old news. Even 10 minutes later, it's old news because we get everything via alerts on our phone and Twitter and everything else. And there's such a rush to be the first person to report something that these people are just like, typity-typity-type, send.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Was that wrong?
Yeah. Because everyone wants to follow. Right. Everyone wants the accolades. Everyone wants to claim first.
Well, yeah, they want to be first. They want to be first with it, and they don't care how accurate it is.
Yeah, which is crazy.
All right. Well, I want to lighten the mood for a moment because it is a sad day in sports. It turns out, apparently, that Vermont is that other chick of states, Danielle.
Really?
Yeah, they're the basic state. The Instagram influencer wannabe state.
Yeah,
apparently.
Really?
Vermont is about to allow emojis on license plates.
Yeah, I can't with this.
Can we stop?
No. If you're calling 911 and they're like, can we get the plate number? You're like, are those praying hands or a high five? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Could the other 49 states vote them off the continental shelf of North America or
something like that?
Secede. I don't want to be driving behind some dude in an F-350 with a giant eggplant emoji on his Green Mountain State
above
license
his truck
plate.
Nuts.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't think we need emojis on license plates.
No, we don't.
So please give it up, Vermont. Wow. All right. Well, if you would like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937 anytime this morning. We will get to Dumbest of the Day coming up at 6:45. But right now, what is trending this morning?
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Is your family prepared for the cold and flu season? Knowing when is the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever. Be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Exergen.com. Well, of course, the Kobe Bryant news, the major trend. I mean, there were some very sad tributes, none I think sadder than Doc Rivers got so emotional talking about Kobe. Play a little bit of that. It is obviously hit home for him.
I just don't have a lot to say. The news is just devastating to everybody who knew him, known him a long time. And
he just couldn't continue. He actually muscled through 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The question was brought up, should the games have been played at all, of course, yesterday. The Celtics did play. They lost in New Orleans. And what are you going to do?
What do you think about that? I heard or saw people online who were saying they shouldn't have been playing basketball yesterday, but
a lot of players probably wanted to play, would be my initial thought.
They would absolutely want to do that for Kobe because they would probably all say, like, he wouldn't want the games to stop. That's exactly what he lived for before his family,
Most teams took 24-second violations in honor of his jersey number 24 or 8-second holds in the backcourt. The Celtics among those. Here was Brad Stevens talking about the start of the game.
Well, I think that'll be a process, but I thought the tributes before the game were really nice. The 24-second violations were great. But it's going to be a long process for a lot of people.
Sees in Miami Tuesday night. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said his team's going to retire the number 24 forever. Nobody on his team, probably the whole league, may do so. And maybe the number 8 as well. Super Bowl media night is tonight. Our man Ben Volen is down there. He'll be covering it for us, right?
Oh,
join us tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
You want to have any directives for Ben? Want to get Garoppolo to talk Brady? Yeah, or
This week, I think we need as many possible questions as we can get about whether the Patriots would be better off with Jimmy Garoppolo than Tom Brady. Can we make sure that everybody is asked about that all week long?
Ben Volen ask Patrick Mahomes if he thinks that the Patriots would be better off with Garoppolo? That's what I want.
And will Brady be the top talker? That's been a theme. You know, people. I think that may be overblown. You think people will be discussing where Brady's going to play more than anything else this week?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be. I think it could be a really good football game. Mm-hmm. What's the line? 1.5 right now?
I think it was one.
I think it's 1.5.
Yeah, but it opened at 3, went down to pick 'em. I think it's around 1 right now. And man, I'm laying money on Frisco and the over.
And boy, what a Pro Bowl yesterday. Almost too much to react to, so I'm just going to skip over that.
Oh.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I like it when you take control, even if you know that.
Big night for Billie Eilish at the Grammys last night, Ken.
Huge night, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that she is the first artist since Christopher Cross to sweep all four of the major categories.
Yes, sir.
If I heard correctly last night.
Best new artist?
Yes.
Record, song, and album of the year, Greg.
And that's the Christopher Cross with the C's, not the K's. If you were wondering.
You don't want to make us jump?
No, I don't. I can't do any jumping.
Daddy Mac won't make you jump after.
I nearly died yesterday doing that CrossFit benefit thing for my foundation.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You're never going to make fun of me for getting rhabdo again, are you?
No. I mean, I am not a person who can do, like, the squatting or the deadlifting or I can't walk. I mean, took me 30 minutes to get up and out of bed.
I know.
This morning, because I don't know how these CrossFit hardos do it. Mm-hmm. It was a great event.
Good for you.
Great event. Raised a lot of money for the Greg Hill Foundation. Happened down at Marshfield CrossFit yesterday with Fitvine, the Healthy Wine people, and just a really cool thing that I will not be repeating ever in my life, which is CrossFit.
Make your way to that Stellwagen afterwards, too?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I went over to the Stellwagen brewery.
Some good beers down there.
They had some great beers.
They had a Hillman beer.
They had a Hillman beer. They had a Rob Ninkovich beer.
That's awesome.
So it was a
Was Ninko's like one of those light lagers you can drink when you like have really good muscles and like it's got protein?
So this was supposed to be, I'm doing the little finger quotes with my tiny little fingers. Yes. This was supposed to be a CrossFit battle between my team and Ninko's team, uh-huh. which was never, ever going to happen. But Ninkovich flew in some of his buddies to be on his CrossFit team to make sure that he could win the thing. It was absolutely ridiculous.
The Instagram footage of you doing a deadlift or attempting to is the saddest thing I've seen in years.
He doesn't normally deadlift, considering it's a while to work on form.
How sad yesterday was, that is the panacea to the sadness of yesterday, knowing that there's footage of Greg
tiny plate on either side.
That's all right. Long arms.
I was wearing the Lululemon for men, though, Ken. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So anyway, that is Ken is correct. That's on my Instagram feed. If you want to give me a follow, you can give me a follow on Instagram. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you would find me on Instagram. And you can take a look at what Ken calls
What are your arms doing?
The saddest athletic footage of all time, me doing a deadlift for CrossFit purposes. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Michael.
Greg, I'm surprised you don't have any advice for Ben at the Super Bowl press junket. Have you already forgotten the most famous clip of all of LB? Check, check, check. Going to get some audio for the show tomorrow.
Yes.
And then he never got the audio because he forgot to check his machine.
You're right about that. My advice would be to make sure that your recording device is turned on. because Lucid Lindy had an incident down at the Super Bowl several years
ago. Test 1-2, check, 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 1-2, on our way to do the interviews, get some Patriots guys for the show tomorrow, check.
Check, check, check.
And it wasn't check, that check. It was the DAT machine wasn't on, it was that LB's fat gut turned the volume down, and yes. that is a direct quote from him.
Yes. His,
I'm not picking on him.
We had, many years ago, we had gone to do some interviews with some Patriots players, and his stomach somehow turned the volume level down on the DAT recorder,
yes.
Which resulted in just dead silence when we went. This is after doing like 12 interviews, like 12 Super Bowl interviews.
I'm not sure if I'm laughing at the fat or the DAT.
I'm saying goodbye.
It was DAT fat. But anyway, I mean, it's kind of weird to be in Super Bowl week and not be talking about the Patriots, mm-hmm. isn't it? Don't you feel like you have nothing to do? Like yeah. you have nothing to look forward to?
I didn't. There's footage in the studio right now of like the players landing yesterday. I was completely unaware just between how we were all shook yesterday and how we're normally programmed to think about Super Bowl week. Like, I don't know where I am or what the hell's going on in the sports world. It's media night. There's a big game being played Sunday. Like. Yeah. I just don't get it. No one else around here could possibly feel as if they're in their own shoes right now either.
I do want to address, this came up a little bit at the start of the show, so I want your opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 617 texter who says the media embarrassed themselves all over the place with the Kobe story yesterday, and they're pointing out this story that TMZ went with it before Kobe Bryant's family had been informed.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel overall about the job that the media did covering the story yesterday? I mean,
nobody could get out of their own way. First of all, like once the news broke, I feel like everybody was scrambling to report something. And then you have, you know, whenever a celebrity or a person of prominence dies, you have this natural fallout that goes on after the initial story reports, where you start to see the little minuscule updates about stuff. And of course, 9 people died in this tragedy. So it's not just about Kobe. You know, also his daughter died, of course, but there were other families on board. Other people perished. So it's a tragedy all around, not just because we lost Kobe, but a lot of people lost their lives and a lot of families were affected. Then you start to see the couching, which is all the people that feel the need to tweet about the death and say, I didn't agree with who he was as a person. Like, yes, he didn't do some great things in his life. We know that. It was like when John McCain died. People were like, I didn't agree with the man's politics, but RIP. It's like, if you have to write a book about it, just don't even tweet about it. Just don't.
Yeah,
and the media was like all over. It's just
There was a woman on CNN who felt the need yesterday to bring up the rape allegation.
Oh, for God's sakes, we all know it.
I agree with Danielle.
Yeah.
If you're going to tweet your sentiment about Kobe Bryant, why do you, like,
you have to color it with some kind of filter.
Why?
It's like, just either say rest in peace or you know, whatever, sorry for the loss, or just don't say anything.
The problem
is everyone's expected to say something. So, you know, if there's a tragedy, Kobe aside, if there's any kind of tragedy, and someone dies or something happens or there's a mass shooting or an attack and you, God forbid, you don't say something, they're like, well, you didn't even say anything about it on social media. It's like, yeah, because I'm thinking about it and processing it in my own way. Just because I didn't tweet hashtag thoughts and useless prayers doesn't mean I'm not thinking about what happened.
This is audio from Christine Brennan on CNN yesterday.
It seems terrible to mention at this moment of his death that we're talking about the sexual assault allegations, the trial. That was a terrible moment, and that was not good. Obviously, I'm not going to sugarcoat that at all.
Not good?
Wow, great hard-hitting, Annette. Thanks for sharing that. That was great. Thank you, Christine.
She says, it seems terrible to mention on the news of his death, but
I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to go ahead and mention it.
Well, I do feel confused about this. Like, how long should you wait? Is it just like you were attending anybody else's funeral who did something bad in their life? You don't bring it up during the funeral in a couple days?
But why does it have to be brought up? As Nick said, doesn't everybody know it? I mean, why does it have to be brought up on the day that that you're announcing that Kobe Bryant passed away with his daughter in a helicopter? I mean, I don't know why they feel the need to bring it up.
We want clicks.
It's for clicks?
It's for clicks and follows.
Yeah,
I want updates on this story, so I'm going to follow this
person. First of all, TMZ was wildly shamed yesterday, and they should have been, because the family does. That's what we're gonna. That's in the business we're in. You think Harvey Levin's gonna wait until they find out that the family is appropriately notified? No, but I don't need to hear from them something as tragic as this when there are children involved and the man does have a family.
Yeah.
We've all got families. We would like them to know first before everyone has an opinion. And second of all, yesterday to me was a huge win if we're, like, judging how people performed. I thought traditional media did a great job yesterday, and I thought social media was awful.
Well, as far as traditional media goes, if you read a lot of the recaps of his life, the sexual assault case is mentioned there in print. I don't think anybody seemed to have a problem with that. So why is it different for a news anchor to just put it in there as part of the story?
Because I think
it was a major piece of his life for a year.
Because you're not mentioning everything else. Like, if you're going to go, I get it, if it's a full examination of the man's life, and you're going to say he did this for the following charitable organizations, and he coached his daughter's, you know, youth basketball teams, and he did this for his neighbors, and he was accused of rape. Okay, then you're doing a full recounting of his life. But on the day that he died, I'm not sure why there are those that need to say, you know, he was a great basketball player, but on that day, like, why can't you take one day off? Yeah. That's just my question.
I think people need to look at the fact that regardless of whether it's Kobe Bryant or Aaron Hernandez or anyone who has passed away, who has done something, and I'm not comparing what one person did with the other, I'm just making an example that anyone who has done something bad in their lives, you have to understand those people also have families. It's not just about Kobe Bryant and the rape allegation. It's about the fact that his wife, Vanessa, has lost her husband and her daughter.
These people have family.
It's not just
about
him.
What about his other daughters?
Exactly.
These people
have families that are going to be mourning them. So, yes, he did something bad, or he's alleged to have done something bad. But there are other people that are affected. It would be the same thing as if, granted, it wouldn't get the same media coverage, but if any of you listening had done something bad in your life, and then people around you started bringing up that time you did that thing, you'd be like, what the hell? My mother's mourning me, or my family's mourning. How dare you bring that up?
I don't think you can compare the two. I mean, he's a public figure on a worldwide
stage. I'm not comparing
stage.
Them.
I mean,
that's what I literally
even the
just
same,
said that.
It's not even the same thing, though. You can't even mention that. It's not anywhere close to if one of us died and something bad in our life was brought up. He's a public figure. His wife is fully aware of everything that went on in his life. I mean, she's not going to be rocked by a news outlet mentioning
it. But can we let her mourn in peace without being like, oh, by the way, your husband had a rape allegation? Like, can we just let it be like, okay.
So it's one day? Is that the rule? We have to wait 24 hours. Is it a 24-hour rule? Oh, it's 48.
This is turning into a horrible episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right now, everybody.
Yeah, how long do you have to wait? Yeah. Hello, hey, Mike.
Oh, man, it's 6:30 in the morning, and I already need a shower again because I'm about to agree with Ken. Oh, God.
Right. See, Mike?
Oh, man, I feel dirty. But, like, listen, Greg, I'm sorry. I couldn't disagree with you more.
Yeah.
You guys say, well, you know, it can wait. You can wait to bring up the rape allegations. I don't think you can because it's going to be juxtaposed with everybody else who's deifying this guy. And he was a great ball player, and I'm sure he's done a lot of great things in his life. But you cannot just dismiss the fact that the only reason why he didn't go to jail is because he's a rich basketball player who paid off the witness to refuse to testify. That is a big part of this story. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm a jerk, but I refuse to just, you know, turn a blind eye to that and pretend like Kobe Bryant was the greatest person who ever lived. I'm sorry if that makes me a jerk. Like, he was a great basketball player, but that's part of his story, like it or not. And I'm fine with anybody bringing that up because it needs to be brought up.
I don't think that anybody wants to change what happened or rewrite history or anything like that. All I'm saying is when you are announcing essentially to the world that one of the best NBA players ever in the history of the game has passed away, I don't know why the next part of your tweet or the next part of your what you're saying on CNN needs to be about the rape allegation. There's so much more to his life than that. And so I guess, listen, Mike, I appreciate your point of view. We probably couldn't differ more on this. I'm glad that you called, but I just, and Ken feels the same way. It's like, you know, that I just, I mean, I don't know. It just struck me as...
Hey, I still love you, Greg, even though you're wrong.
Oh, wow.
It just struck me as classless. Well, that's all.
What makes it more confusing to me is these charges were dropped. He said he paid her off. According to Kobe, he never paid her money. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It was settled. The civil suit was settled out of court, so maybe there was money. I don't know. But he's innocent in a court of law. So,
yes, you're bringing up an allegation.
Right,
I mean, I think, you know, anytime somebody famous dies, you can most likely bring up some kind of an allegation about them if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, when you die, I'm going to constantly bring up Puppygate and the boating accident.
Yes.
I would appreciate that.
Yes.
If that was a part of my eulogy,
yes.
I would appreciate the fact that I fell over a Puppygate and broke my ankle and it required two screws was constantly mentioned, as is the fact that I nearly tumbled into the ocean on the USS Echo Store up at Winnipesaukee last summer.
And that
both should be mentioned ad nauseum.
And that you also once put a mixer in with Pepe Van Winkle.
Yes, that is true. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Guys, I want to talk about this, again, this Kobe thing. I think it's a tragedy, but everyone keeps bringing up this whole rape allegations, and we got to remember, again, this was a civil matter. To me, again, yes, is he guilty of adultery? 100%. Is he guilty of rape? No, it never went to criminal court. It went to civil court. It was settled in civil court. People want to keep just shaming this guy. And this is what stinks about, you know, this world at times. You know, we have people who have a lot of this money and people go after him. And now his reputation, listen, again, he created adultery. But we're looking at it right now. This was settled in civil court. If it was a true rape case, it would have gone all the way through criminal court. But yet this keeps getting brought up. And it, to me, it's just a damn shame.
Yeah.
The same people that mentioned this suit in relation to Kobe are the same people that wanted AB here, regardless of his allegations. Like, pick a side, people.
Does anyone have any legitimate interest in playing CSI NBA today and trying to be a forensics or legal expert as to how this should have been handled or whether or not it was criminal or civil and who paid who?
No.
How about just flat out respecting the fact that somebody lost their life? It doesn't have to be a day or 2 days or a week. This doesn't need to be, and it's not that we're whitewashing the history of Kobe Bryant as a person or player. You just don't need, it's something that we all know. It's understood and absorbed and apparent, but it doesn't have to be mentioned. Some things don't actually have to, surprise world, be discussed to be known.
Well, even if you're doing it just for the family.
Yeah, and we're not like, deifying him, Greg.
Well, like, right. Why can't, no. People are like, oh, like this texter says, the reason it had to be brought up is because people were turning him into a saint yesterday. I didn't see people turning him into a saint. I saw people saying that it's tragic that he died at 41 years old in an accident that, you know, it's an accident, so it didn't have to happen. And so I didn't hear anybody turning Kobe Bryant into a saint, but also there's, you know, he's got a family. He's like anybody else. Like, why can't you wait? If you feel you must delve into the rape allegation, why can't you wait 48 hours, right. Ken? Why does that have to be?
Well, in the case of the CNN anchor, she mentions it. It's a 15-second mention in passing. Is it really that offensive? I mean, it happened. What, like, she can't say it until tomorrow? It's taboo? Yeah,
but,
I mean,
but it's just like the guy, like,
again,
the guy
in,
was flying his daughter someplace to practice. There are three young girls, regardless of who they were, that you have to just stop and think, like, they don't have a father right now,
and a sister,
and a younger sister.
Yeah.
But let's bring up some scurrilous charges of his from years ago, because that needs to be his story. Do we need to tell his entire story today? And also, sometimes people have such a hard time pulling back and then trying to sort of like assess the good someone's done versus bad that they may have done, and the path that they're on now versus who they were prior to. It's just, it's an absolute freaking nightmare.
Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just, I can't believe it. It's 6:37 in the morning. I have to go brush my teeth because I'm about to agree with Danielle. But it is. It's this whole thing, respect for the dead. You know, it's kind of gone by the wayside now when something like this happens. You know, you go to a wake and you're laying there and you're looking at the person in the casket and you lean over to his brother and say, hey, guy, you remember when that dude slept with your little sister? You know, I mean, you don't bring stuff up like that. Well, it's I don't know, man. It's just a disrespect thing, and they ought to at least let it ride a week.
You know, I think a lot of it is the pressure to say something different. So the media people feel a pressure to say something that nobody else has said.
Mm-hmm. Again.
So the battle is on to see who I'm going to be the first person to bring up the rape allegation.
Yeah. It's a major part of his life. Now, Mike tweets in, it's a great question. When OJ dies, he was found not guilty of killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. So should anchors hold off for 24 hours and mentioning that was part of his dossier?
It'll
be irresponsible and be the first to rush to it.
Are there people who are going to hear of the passing of OJ Simpson and not know that he was accused of murdering some people?
Kobe.
That story had much more coverage than the Kobe story.
I don't know. Do you remember the Kobe coverage? It was
unbelievable. I do, but I also remember the OJ coverage.
Yes, and none of us knew what a yellow diamond was before story came.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Andy?
So, Ken, explain to me how the family is going to make an obituary and make sure that they put in a rape allegation that never gets charged. Hold on, Ken, I'm talking. Remember, the family makes the obituary. They're the one that contacts the paper. I don't care what CNN or EEI or anybody else puts on there. So you're telling me they're going to put the rape allegation in the obituary of this guy?
No, of course.
Explain that to me.
But that's not what I meant at all.
So that's a silly statement for you to say, first of all. And second of all was, look at the facts and the differences between the OJ case and the Kobe case. This is just another way of, you know, you being a homer for Boston sports. Anybody in L.A. is going to get less of a look. They're going to, you know, you're going to pound on them. I mean, you know, any guy, Bill Russell, when he passed away, are we just going to bring up, you know, his beating wives? Are you going to bring that up, Ken?
I mean, I don't know what that reference is, but in terms of, the obituary stuff, I mean, we're just talking about the L.A. Times and their write-up or any, you go online anywhere.
Well, you know, when Michael Jordan passes away,
mm-hmm.
Do they need to bring up a gambling problem
right
away?
Probably will be. I mean
they
is
will.
Is somebody on CNN going to talk about the fact that, you know, that his dad passed away and he was forced to take 2 years off and that he had those? I mean, like, these are things that we know, we understand. And like that person, like caller said a few minutes ago, maybe they're said in passing at a wake or a funeral, or maybe they're joked about, or maybe that's information that's shared in private. But the public specter doesn't need to be like, well, let's make sure that we go over all the negative things as well. Just who among us doesn't have, I don't have charges like that, but none of us has lived this perfect clean life. So just let it go.
He didn't have charges either. It was an allegation. Right. It was an allegation. So
a lot of people in glass houses this morning. A lot of people in glass houses.
I just would like to remind everybody that the laws of Twitter should be, does this need to be sent by me? Does this need to be sent by me right now?
Yes. And, please remember that the second you send it, someone's probably going to screenshot it. So even if you delete it, it's there forever.
We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in just a little bit here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Why are men great? So they gotta be great. Woo! I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me.
Watch any of the Grammys last night, Ken?
I did. I watched up into Aerosmith's Run DMC collab.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Now, I didn't understand why Joey Kramer was allowed to accept the award with Aerosmith, but not allowed to play with Aerosmith. Play.
And the drumming in that song is so amateur, too. Like, so what, he missed 6 months. Actually watching it, it would be like, come on, he could have played that.
It seemed kind of ridiculous. This is John in the car. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
You got it.
I just wanted to say that respect for the dead is like a basic foundational societal thing. And if you're not taught that as a kid, then I don't understand what's wrong with your family, honestly. And to Danielle's point, respect for the dead is about respecting the living.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
So, anyway, if you're just tuning in, we got into a discussion about the media yesterday and their reporting on the Kobe Bryant story because a texter had said that the media embarrassed themselves yesterday. They were, what they were pointing out was that TMZ apparently went with this story before the family was informed. And, right. I'm assuming that they get it. They must get the information from, I don't know, like somebody who's on the scene, right, or somebody who's told by somebody who's on the scene, or whatever.
It's like you with Gillette.
But are they not, you know, is there an obligation for TMZ or anybody else to wait until the family is informed, or does that not matter?
There is an obligation. That is standard protocol. You don't want to look up and see that one of your family members has died or get a TMZ news alert about it. Let the police notify you like they always do. Like, that's insane. That's insane that they jumped the gun on that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're thinking, you know, I think when you're thinking about his family, you've got three girls who lost a sister and a father.
Right.
And you've got, I mean, that should be first and foremost in everybody's mind.
Right.
And I get it. There's people who want to say, yes, Kobe Bryant, great player, but was accused of rape. That they feel like that has to be said yesterday. But there should be some, I guess, in there somewhere. Maybe it's like an old style of thinking or whatever, but there should be somewhere in there where you're pausing for a moment and going, do I need to bring this up because of the family right now?
We all know people who have died who were questionable people in life, maybe not to the degree of a rape allegation or anything else. So again, don't text all that in. But when a person dies, you go to the wake and you're like, yeah, John was a great guy. John could have been a dick.
Yep.
And everybody knows John was a dick, and they're not going to celebrate him as being a hero, but you're not going to go to the wake and be talking with other people in front of John's wife and being like, yeah, remember that time he did this and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, John tried to bang my wife. Easy, come on, a little respect for the dead.
Yeah.
And Greg, also, how about just like, I mean, I don't want to get too heady here, but like, how about just like a little emotional and spiritual decorum? You know, TMZ, look, I understand that this is what they make their bones up. Like, they print their money because they're first to the scene with celebrity gossip and scoops and stories. But guess what? People are still going to check TMZ. Harvey Levin is still going to be able to use a golden toilet later on if he doesn't get first to market with the Kobe Bryant news. You don't need to be first. If you have it, sit on it.
By the way, speaking of golden toilets.
Yes.
The story about Frank Sinatra's golden toilets that were sold over the weekend at the auction.
That's right, baby.
Is prime for, like, if you have time, for like a Nick cheesy parody song at some point this morning.
Busker song.
Do we do a Hambone parody?
I don't know.
That's the real question.
That story
of the day.
Is prime for that. It's absolutely prime.
I'll get the guys in the back and we'll endeavor.
It's prime for that.
But real quick, before we get 3.5 more hours of Daniel comparing it to John in the casket, can we admit that Kobe as a public figure is a much different situation than somebody you know who died who had a cloudy past?
Yes, it is. Okay.
But does that then exempt his family from the same courtesies, Ken?
I mean, what family? So
what family? CNN report. His kids, dude.
So they're watching CNN and they're upset by them mentioning that this happened as in passing with everything else that happened in his life. The CNN anchor, her job is to be worried about Vanessa.
Well, you know what? A texter, and I can't find the area code. I think it was 401. Did make a good point too about the victim in the alleged rape case. Having that story brought up all over again, all over the news outlets, is probably incredibly difficult for the victim as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they should ignore it, but I'm surprised that ends up being the second thing you go to. Like, right, you know, Kobe Bryant. You know, the news is breaking. Kobe Bryant has died. Oh, and he was accused of rape.
But I think it's actually important because people have a very conflicting opinion of him as a public person, whether he was a good guy, a bad guy. You're thinking, everybody thinks about those things right after he dies.
Yeah. Hello, AV.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a new listener to the show. Great show. I've been listening to about six, 8 weeks now.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, so I just want to let you know. So I'm a former photojournalist in a couple of markets, and it's a known rule in the journalism world that you don't talk to the family until authorities have contacted the family. I actually even know of folks who have been suspended because they've gone and broken the news to family. So that's just a no-no. But again, you know, TMZ is a magazine type show, or, you know, magazine type outlet. And, you know, I just don't think they consider themselves journalism. And I don't think the public should consider them journalists.
Well, sure. I mean, I mentioned it earlier. How about ABC reporting essentially that it was several of his daughters?
Right.
Who died with him?
Oh, and Rick Fox was supposed to be on the airline, too.
Yeah, and Rick Fox was on. I mean...
And then you need WEEI's Courtney Fallon, who's friends with the family, to be able to contact them and make sure that he wasn't there. That's, she actually sort of scooped in on that.
When was that?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. This is Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Juan?
So I was just, I wanted to say that I don't know if any of you are aware that there's actually a petition on change.org right now for changing the NBA logo to a silhouette of Kobe Bryant.
Really?
Got 157,000 signs already.
Wow.
That's aggressive.
That's very aggressive.
Yeah, that's very aggressive.
That is very, very aggressive.
I think the tributes have been appropriate so far with the stop clocks and with, people saying what they say. And I actually thought it was almost a little much for Mark Cuban to come out and say that they weren't going to ever wear 24 again.
You did?
Maybe that's me incidentally because I've watched him for so long and I can't sort of like pull back to a 10,000 foot view. I don't mean to be marginalizing the impact the guy had on basketball, but maybe he was that transcendent. I mean, can you think of the last time Stiz was asking me earlier, the vice president of social media is here, like, is this the most impactful accidental sports death you can think of? Like, it happened before I was born, but like Roberto Clemente was one of the greatest baseball players in history, and he was flying a mission, I believe, to Central or South America and passed away in a plane crash.
Yeah.
These things happen once a generation, and when they do, you never forget. But to change the entire world based around it, give it time. Everything doesn't have to happen immediately, and that's, of course, the now because of social media.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron. Hey.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
All right, time now for dumbest of the day. And who have we chosen as the dumbest of the day yesterday, Ken?
Well, we're going back to your lead from 6 a.m. this morning, Greg. You brought up the Vermont Emoji Gate on license plates.
Yes, Vermont is going to allow emojis on license plates because people aren't distracted enough while driving.
Right.
And numbers and letters aren't good enough in this day and age. We need to have a giant peach or eggplant on our license plate. Or laughing and crying face on our license plate. Because we live in a social media-driven world, yes.
Well, the people of Vermont are behind this,
uh-huh.
Exemplified by eyewitness Sharon Michaud. She didn't witness anything yet, but she was interviewed, and I think she speaks for all of Vermont.
Why not? You can already customize it. I mean, it's just another thing to add to it, really.
As long as they're appropriate, I'm all for it.
I think it would be neat to see. It really would.
Yes, it would be neat to see emojis on license.
That's what we need to do now. Neat. Let's neaten the driving experience. Oh, I can already get like my favorite sports team's logo, or, you know, you can get like the little C in the I for Cape and Islands. Let's get emojis on there. Some days I feel like angry zipper mouth. And then the other days I'm totally like a chocolate chip cookie. God, this stupid world.
Oh, I know.
I think it would be neat to see.
License plates have worked the way they are for the last couple hundred years, Vermont.
Yes.
Can we just leave them alone?
We don't need hieroglyphics.
No.
Come on.
We don't need.
Can't we evolve? I agree. It would be neat.
No, what would you put, Ken? What would your emoji be?
I like the eggplant idea. Although that might be outlawed.
As a senator from Vermont, I know Ken Laird. I'll have you know Greg Hill, and he would be the sad face emoji if there ever were one right there.
Yes, he would. He's always upset and sad and never happy with anything. All right, well, that is the dumbest of the day, and we will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.